This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, let me say, hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No Phillips baseball tonight. I think Broads is on after us tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Broads. So 4 hours of Should the Flyers Sign Carter Hart? You think he's going to touch that one?
I'll break it down.
Yeah, think he's going to touch that one? It's an interesting thing.
Wow.
I bet he's not going to take any calls on it.
I didn't expect that question.
Yeah, well, it's out there.
It's out there.
It's out there. He got acquitted or whatever. So,
All of them did. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know. That's where it starts. That's where it stops. I have no idea, but Broad's going to break it down for 4 hours tonight. So joining us now, Coach Harris, who apparently is Joe DeCamera's tennis coach. Coach Harris, thank you for joining us.
I am, and it's a pleasure talking to all of you. It's my first time calling the show. How are you all doing?
Oh, we're doing
great.
What's
up, Coach?
So where are you a coach? Where does Joe DeCamera find a tennis coach?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
What do you do as a? Are you like a tennis pro? Like, where does Joe DeCamera find a tennis coach?
Yeah, so I'm the Lower Merion High School coach.
Okay,
been here for 8 years, and I'm also a private teacher. So I've been teaching for 20 years.
Wow,
classic. So he went for the best of the best.
Yep. Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. He found a pro. He found a pro,
yeah.
A golf pro.
Yeah.
Found a real hitting coach, and yep. He's clearly taking this very seriously. So I guess that the question I have, Coach Harris, up first is: yep. We've had a lot of talk this week. Joe DeCamera talking about his injury, but he did play golf last week, and we've been told that he's playing tennis. Is he currently playing tennis? Like since baseball?
So we did two lessons. We did one last night, and we did one the week before.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And
he sounds so hurt.
Yeah, and he was moving around, like as well as Joe DeCamera can. You know, he's limited in general, but he looked like he was moving around okay?
I would say okay. I would say that if you were looking, you would see something is not 100% for sure.
Now, somebody would say that about Joe normally. You don't, you know, the baseline is not normal. So I was led to believe that Joe played tennis somewhat regularly or at least occasionally prior to this. Where would you rank his skill level, I guess, on the normal casual tennis player, like scale of 1 to 10?
So I believe he said this on the air, but he told me, I believe this is open, that he hasn't played in 5 years.
Okay.
And so he doesn't play a ton.
Okay.
I've taught hundreds of adults, and what I can tell you about Joe without respectfully giving away the house,
yep,
is that Joe can play tennis.
Wow. Okay. So he doesn't look clueless out there, is what we're...
By no means does he look clueless. You know, I'm going to look at it a little bit differently, right, guys? Because, you know, I have a vast net of different people that I've taught, right? So I've taught true beginners, you know, minimum athletic ability, you know, not a lot of coordination, stuff like that. And I've had people that the first day I met them, you know, I was like, wow, this is the sport you should have always played, and everything in between. So I can tell you guys for sure that Joe DeCamera can play tennis.
Wow.
But he's closer to that first player you described. Whereas unathletic, can't do anything. Or is he closer to...
It sounds to me like
that
he
should have played tennis. Is he closer to that guy that he should have been a tennis player?
Lincoln, thanks for all your years as an Eagle. Love you. Appreciate you.
What was your favorite play?
one time he was on a kickoff and he ran down the field.
There you go. Good answer.
Now, guys, so I look at it like this, right? He's a lot more athletic than a listener would think. He has a good amount of athleticism. He has really strong coordination. He hits the ball really well. He does not look like he has not been playing for a while, but he's not going pro tomorrow.
Okay.
For sure.
Jack, you better get it in gear.
Well, it's too late.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's too late. Well, so Coach Harris, my strategy, if I were Jack at this point, would be twofold. So what Joe did was Joe went into golf, even though Jack is a much more talented golfer, Joe went into it just not trying to make mistakes and letting Jack make the mistakes. So if I were Jack, I would play it safe. And I would try to move Joe around because, one, not because of the injury, but because Joe is in. I know you're being nice, saying he's a better athlete. The guy was huffing and puffing by hole 8 playing golf, and he was huffing and puffing after running to first base 3 times. So what I would say is I think Joe will crumble physically if you move him around a little bit. And any tennis player who hasn't played in 5 years and it's just casual is going to make mistakes if you let him. So I wouldn't try any, you know, big hits or try any kill shots. I would just hit the ball to the other side and make Joe run side to side and wear him out.
So can I comment on that real quick, Spike?
Sure.
Yep. And by the way, Jack, I met your mom at baseball. I met your kids while I was right behind her.
Oh, nice.
I was right in front of her. Yeah. Let me tell you this. Tennis movement is a little interesting because what it really comes down to is it's not as much about speed as it is about reaction time, right?
Yep.
It's about reading the ball off the racket. It's about judging the ball off the racket. And then it's about quickness and start-stop ability. It's a different skill set than how fast somebody can run from home plate to first base.
Sure.
Right?
Yep.
So I break it down like this, right? Suppose you take the distance down 90 feet, and let's just say it's about 10 feet.
Sure.
It's a lot more about how fast you can explode and stop rather than it is how fast you can run down first base. So while I can tell you for sure it's different.
Well, yeah, but also he was exhausted playing golf. So I agree with you. I'm not saying he's fast. What I am saying is if we tested his VO2 max, I don't think it would be particularly impressive. Like, I just don't think he has very much endurance. And I think generally with people playing tennis who aren't playing a lot, they're going to make more mistakes if you let them. So that would be my plan for Jack. But
Jack also has to get the ball in.
100%. 100%.
He has to be able to take Joe's balls and then be able to control the ball.
Don't worry about me taking Joe's balls, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, take it down a notch, Coach.
Yeah, I think if I had a bet, I think Jack's probably going to lose tennis. But my concern here is Joe is already trying to punk out of the running, and he's using this injury as an excuse for it. So we'll see what happens. But we appreciate the insight.
No problem. What I can tell you about Joe is that he's a competitor, and I think you guys know that, and I think that there's no way that he's going to enter a competition without doing everything that he can to win. And Spike, you absolutely love Joe, because if anybody wants to Google Joe DeCamera and Wikipedia comes up, quote, Spike Eskin, WIP then program director, he said he opted to hire DeCamera because he was impressed by DeCamera's preparation for his show and his desire to get better.
Yes.
So there's some love there.
Absolutely.
There's some real love there.
Absolutely. Well, let's stop short of love, but I'm absolutely impressed by his preparation. Not impressed by his physical capabilities. And I will say this, I've been very disappointed in his sportsmanship through this competition. and we need to bury him. But
last thing I'd like to say is I appreciate how much you guys are backing Jack. I wish that Joe had more support on his show.
This is really...
Well... You know, we're kind of a team here, you know.
We're foxhole guys.
We are foxhole guys, yeah.
But I also want to say in closing that I believe that there will be many that will be surprised at Joe's athleticism in tennis.
Wow, that's a big prediction, Coach Harris.
Not shocked, Spike.
All right.
Not shocked.
Okay.
Surprised.
All right, Coach. Thank you. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you, Coach.
All right, Coach.
Yep.
Well, I mean... I believe him. I don't think he's trying to scare you. It sounds like Joe can play tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, he'd lie.
Yeah. When was the last time you played tennis?
Probably when I was like about 8.
Okay. And you're what?
31.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right.
We'll see how tonight goes.
All right.
We get out. I got my tennis coach, too.
Yeah. You got Justin.
Yeah, I got Justin.
You got video
who's
Justin.
Who's door dashing tennis balls to his house.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
You guys made fun of me for door dashing
weird stuff. Well, this is serious.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You had one beer, I think. And
DoorDash Advil.
I did DoorDash Advil.
And
socks.
Hangover.
And socks.
Yeah, just socks that you wore on the beach.
No, different socks. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike, Ike, and the winner and champ, Jack.
What up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Ike. So the first thing, Spike, is I'm happy I got out of rehab 2 days ago. So I will definitely be at that basketball game.
Awesome. Nice. We love that.
I'll be there.
Congrats on getting out of rehab as well.
You guys gave me a seat near you guys because, you know, I'm Team Jack all the way.
Absolutely.
So the great thing about your show is as the show progresses, I called for one thing, but a couple of things. So first of all, Spike, Jimmy Superfly Snuka killed his girlfriend.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
He allegedly murdered his girlfriend. So yeah, that was the big scan. And like supposedly Vince McMahon got him out of that.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago. It was about right on that. He was charged in 2015 of murdering her in 1983. So yeah, that's wild. Now, the case was dismissed.
30 years later?
Yeah, the case was dismissed, but he was brought up in charges for it.
And the other quick thing from yesterday's show, which your shows are always awesome, is my scandal, Ike, was how come Isaiah wasn't on the Dream Team?
Because of Mike.
But that was a big scandal.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That was a gigantic, gigantic scandal.
Oh, yeah, and he deserved to be on there. There's no doubt.
Who would you have bumped off, Ike?
I would have took Christian Leitner. Should have never been on there.
Well, I think they had to have one college guy.
Well,
and the same, it should have been Shaq, right? The college guy should have been Shaq.
Yeah, that's right. Because Shaq didn't go. He wasn't on the first team. That's right.
Right.
Yeah, Shaq.
But I think they had to have one college guy.
Well, I would have had. I mean, listen, John Stockton is one of the greatest point guards ever. And you're looking at John Stockton, Magic Johnson, and Isaiah Thomas. Those are arguably, you know, Steph has entered the chat room.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is not in that category. You're not in Zeke's category, who won two titles, beat Jordan, beat Bird, and Magic. Chris Paul ain't ever done nothing.
He set you right up for that.
Yeah, you know it. That's why I went right with it. Chris Paul ain't in that category. But yes, Isaiah should have been on there, and I would have taken John Stockton off if I had to pick anybody to take off.
I got Chris Mullin out of there.
Oh, yeah, you could have took Chris Mullin off of there. Yeah. Yeah, why was Chris Mullins on there? Chris Mullins is a great player, but I don't know if he's a Dream Team player.
So this is showing some, you know, naiveness from me. I would never do that on these airwaves. I don't get the Chris Mullins thing. Like, I think there's a lot of – that team was unbelievable. Was he – on like par with those guys?
Well, he was a great player. He was a great player. And a really good shooter at the time as well.
He's part of Golden State.
Yeah. Run TMC.
Yep, Run TMC.
Greatest left-handed shooter ever, Spike, think?
Nah, Michael Redd.
Harden.
Yeah, you got to go James Harden. I was going to try to find somebody else, and I don't even like Harden. You got to go Harden.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's an animal.
Jason K's like, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It is what it is, you know. They won the same number of championships, so.
And the last thing on this terrific show is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In my life, like, Miami LeBron is, so I always, like, I've told you this a million times, me, Jordan and Magic are the two greatest basketball players of all times, and then there's somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But Miami LeBron is three.
Okay.
And then other LeBrons, I might go somebody else, but Miami Heat LeBron probably, I would say, is the third best basketball player I've ever seen.
He was in his prime.
He was pretty great.
He was.
Yeah, that was great.
Too bad he had that 2011 series where he choked.
He did choke.
But then he redeemed it.
He did, Dom.
Yeah.
It spiked at that game where he went to Boston and nobody gave him a shot there. And he won that game. That was a game six.
By himself.
It was an elimination game.
Yep.
And nobody gave Miami a shot. And LeBron, against the big three, had that big game that kind of redeemed him.
I think that was his best series in Miami.
The Boston series?
Yeah, when he saved his legacy by going to Boston and winning game six and then coming back and winning game seven.
By the way, he was only really great in the first half of that game. But Tasty Cake, do you have a favorite wrestler all time?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Macho Man.
Oh, Macho Man's great.
Oh, yeah, Macho Man.
I'm surprised that the Macho Man made it past 5:30.
Yeah, Macho Man's a great one.
I had a bunch of them, Tasty Cake. I had Ricky Steamboat, Ricky the Dragon Man.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Yeah, that was my guy, too.
Next question today, based on Hulk Hogan passing away today, the winner gets four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice Sunday, August 10th at 6 at the Link. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. 215-592-9494.
Greatest tag team ever, the Road Warriors.
Road Warriors are great.
Legion of Doom.
There you go. Just you gonna name every wrestler?
I'll get close to the end. I want to get them all in.
Yep. Jack, why don't you tell everybody about your favorite place to get an appliance?
Listen, this is real.
It's mine too.
Unlike wrestling, this is real.
Wrestling's real. It's just planned.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No, I got it. So we talked a lot about a lot of things today, but the most important thing you're going to hear today is that the Christmas in July savings event is going on right now at National Appliance Warehouse. I'm sure you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse, and you're like, it sounds so great. It sounds so amazing. Well, guess what? If you haven't been down there yet, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, you're like, all the brands guaranteeing the best price with Price Assure, blah, 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 and now Christmas in July?
I know.
Come on.
And it's Axford, Delaware. Listen, you're going to get the best price, and you mentioned the appliances, over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom. They have Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove. Also, right now, if you purchase a qualifying Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove appliance package, you could choose 3 years of additional warranty or a rebate up to $2,500. And on top of all that, delivery, installation, and a state of the art, top of the line team. You walk in there, they treat you like the good part of your family.
Yep.
Knowledgeable there, and they're well-versed in guiding you through all of your appliance needs. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington today. And as always,
tell them Fritz sent you.
Bang.
That's my favorite thing to say. Do you want to give away the tickets, or do you want to see if anybody else?
No, I guess we can.
What was that?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Right. So the winner today, we asked your favorite wrestler all time. And the winner gets 4 tickets to the Eagles public practice Sunday, August 10th, 6 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. All these are good.
Yeah, hey, all good answers. So it's whatever you want. So Corey in Columbus, The Undertaker, big one.
Yeah, but he's in Columbus.
Yeah, but he said he would come in for that. So I'll...
Oh.
Yeah. So maybe that. Some guy named Bray Wyatt. I don't think that counts.
No.
Ron Simmons from Chuck and Mount Airy.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels from Aaron Mount Airy, a noted wrestling head. Gary and Vineland Snuka, but...
Yeah, he's potentially a murderer.
Bad guy. Chris in Middletown, Mick Foley. And then Taste the Cake with Macho Man.
Well, what do you think, Ike? If Corey...
A lot of good ones.
If Corey will really come in for the practice...
I don't think so.
Undertaker's a good one. Do we want to pick up a what's the backup to Undertaker? We have Shawn Michaels in there.
Mm-hmm.
We have
Mick Foley, Wing Bowl legend.
Yeah. We can have Mick Foley be the backup. You want to do that?
All right.
All right. Okay. There we go. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, brother?
Good. You recovered?
Hey, Ike, don't do it, Ike. Let Ike leave sleep. Leave the sleeping giant. Leave it alone, Ike.
All right.
I think we call a truce on that. How about you?
Okay. I'm with you.
I'll see you tomorrow. Okay.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
I mean, he cooked you, OG.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Ike, Spike, come on. We ain't going to do it. We ain't going to do it, Ike. Not today.
All right.
What you got? What you got, bro?
I think that the Eagles will win the Super Bowl, and that the expectation is obviously at an all-time high. I appreciate Spike's nervousness and unsureness about the team because it actually helps the team. You know,
they don't care.
I like the way that Jordan Mailata's the mindset of the football team is at right now, and I don't think that Spike really appreciates the additions that was brought to this team.
Oh, you know, like who?
Ty Robinson, like I said.
Ty Robinson, their fourth-round draft pick. Okay, who else?
And he will be this year.
Who else?
I like Jordan Mailata's emergence. You know, I don't
Jordan Mailata's emergence?
I'm sorry. I said Jordan Davis, I meant. You know, but
He's not an addition. Okay. You said you can't just say things. No. All right. No. Hush. You can't just say things. You said, I don't appreciate the additions to this team. And I said, what additions? And you said, Ty Robinson, okay, their fourth-round pick, who's a tackle. Who else?
All right, Campbell. I can say him. I could go, basically, the everybody that we brought in right now on this football team
who?
Is going to be a part of this team, okay? Well, there's going to be additions to this team. You seem to think that that the Williams kid that went to New England was a starter. He was not a starter. So I don't know why you keep saying that.
What?
You know what I mean?
My Milton Williams.
Oh, Milton Williams.
Milton
I didn't.
Williams was not,
he was an not important player on the defense, whether he started or he didn't.
Okay. But he was a backup player.
So he got paid $100 million.
Okay. And Josh Sweat was cut. And we brought him back on a bum deal. So, all right. And then everybody said, oh, Josh Sweat was a.
All right. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Does this guy even follow the Eagles? Or does he just follow Jalen? Like, even if he didn't believe in all the other players they signed, couldn't you just rattle off 10 players the Eagles have signed between last year and this year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty easily?
Yeah.
You just name players?
Yeah.
You know? Like, what is he even talking? Does he like the Eagles or does he like Jalen Hurts?
Beginning to wonder.
You know? Are you an Eagles fan or a Jalen fan?
Well,
you know,
Jalen.
Do you bleed green or do you bleed Jalen?
I think he bleeds Jalen.
Okay. It's unbelievable.
Although he was an Eagles fan before Jalen got here.
No, he wasn't. He hated Carson.
Oh, you act like every Eagles fan loved Carson.
Should have. That was a quarterback.
I just think it's like the guy calls and says, I don't appreciate the additions to the team. And I asked what additions, and he says Ty Robinson, the only player he's heard of.
He's gonna name some tomorrow when he comes down to Chickies and Pete's.
This guy's
doesn't know football.
Might be a fraud.
Yeah, he doesn't know football.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
For those of you Eagles fans that are newbies to the afternoon show, here is what a grown-up, non-Homer sports discussion sounds like. Elliot, Embiid is cooked. Spike, no he's not. He will play 55 games next season.
Dude, this is going to be bad.
Did that even happen today?
Well, I said we wanted to hear real Eagles fans, not Homer Eagles.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, fair enough. What's next?
Wow. Spike seems to know a ton about wrestling. Now that's a guy grounded in reality. Uh-huh. Mafia movies.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good point. But people act like mafia movies are real. Wrestling's real. No, come on.
Based off true stories.
It's too fake. What's next?
Spike yesterday. Look, right. I'm Jalen Hurts. I don't celebrate victories for long. I just don't. Spike today. That 3 o'clock song I pushed 4 months ago has made the show better and really explains our success in the spring book. You're welcome.
Okay. Why is the whole text line about me today?
Well, I got cooked yesterday.
You did. I don't even want to go to the next one. This is making me mad at Luke. And it has nothing to do with Deep Voice Luke. Okay, what's next?
Chuck and Mount Airy's really speaking my language. I need some color back there, too. Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about. Herb in the Northeast.
Let me tell you. He did the grits thing.
He did.
What?
Well, he caught himself. He's like, you know, you're Southern. He's not Southern.
Yeah.
Yep. He played 1 year for the Falcons?
Two
years for the Falcons, I'm sorry. That does not make somebody Southern. What's next?
Summary of a typical Ike Elliott conversation. Ike, pepperoni is the best pizza topping. Elliott, I agree with you. Sausage is the best pizza topping. Ike, you didn't agree with me. Elliott, I agree with you.
He does do a lot of that.
Yes.
I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah. Well, he confused me on the Denver-Seattle thing. You did that because you threw Denver in there.
All I was trying to say was that the Seattle-Denver one was 13.
No, oh, my God.
And then the Seattle-Patriots one was 14.
Okay.
And the Denver-Carolina was 15.
15, yeah. Yes.
All I was trying
you
to
You never said it that clearly.
Yeah,
it
wasn't you never close said to it that clear. Clear.
Yeah.
Not even close. And then you guys ripped Denver out of nowhere.
Yep. What's next?
Everyone knows there was a second shooter on the grassy knoll, and it was definitely LeBron. Spike and Ike even blaming LeBron for JFK.
Yep.
What did I blame LeBron for today?
Well, we certainly just talked about him taking steroids.
Well, we blamed him yesterday for something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forget what that was.
Yeah.
Softness in the, or the...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, he's probably...
Well, he's responsible for that.
Yeah.
The flopping.
Yeah.
And the player movement, empowerment era.
Come on. It's the one thing Ike and I see eye to eye on.
Seriously.
Yep. What's next?
You can hear the quiver in Elliot's voice when Ike quietly snickers after Elliot makes a point on football. Mark in Montco.
I do.
Oh, God.
No one noticed. Yeah, you do. So, like, I noticed it today in the Elliott Hour. Elliott was making a sports point or making a football point, like trying to break down the game, which is always a mistake. And he said something, and you like did that, and waited for Elliott to be done, and they're like, "This is what actually happened."
And jumped on him.
Yeah.
I don't need to see.
And then Elliott, I think Elliott always hears it, and he's like, "Bleep." You know, like, I went a step too far.
Oh, man.
He's right, though. He and I are going to go back and forth on his Jahan Campbell thing.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Every Tuesday at 3, 1 hour of that. Get ready for football season, ladies and gents.
Yep.
Broads is next.
Is he doing that? Did we ask him?
Is he going to do four hours of whether they should sign Carter?
You want him back?
Yeah. Twitter question. I'm sure the replies would be great to that one. We will be back with you tomorrow. We'll be at Chickies and Pete's. Uh-huh. What did I say yesterday? Deodorant is what?
The thief of joy?
Yes, right. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
tight. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.